Any health-related information on the following show provides general information only. Content presented on any show by any host or guest should not be substituted for a doctor's advice. Always consult your physician before beginning any new diet, exercise, or treatment program.
Welcome to Speak Up and Stay Alive Radio with author, speaker, and your host, Pat Rulo. Serving you a generous helping of everything you need to know to help you and your loved ones stay safe during any doctor or hospital visit. The program is not intended to replace medical advice from a licensed professional, but rather to encourage you to become a well-informed participant in your health and well-being. And now, your host, Pat Rulo.
Hello and welcome. I'm Pat Rulo, the voice for patient safety, where each week we delve into little-known healthcare and hospital hazards, as well as other fringe topics that affect your health and well-being. I'm so happy you've taken the time to join me, and today I have lots to share with you. So, let's dig right in, shall we? Well, today I want to talk about something that always bugs me this time of year. Bugs. I go outside to try to enjoy the beautiful weather and the buzzing starts. In my kayak, on the golf course, during quiet walks through the woods. What's a person to do? Well, those in the bug biz would have us slather and lather ourselves in chemicals, pesticides. Come on, we eat insecticides every time we ingest a genetically modified food. Why not add a few more layers to our skin? So with that, let's talk about DEET, D-E-E-T. You've heard of it? DEET, it's the most common active ingredient in insect repellents. It was developed in 1944 by the United States Department of Agriculture for use by the United States Army following its experience of jungle warfare during World War II. It was originally tested as a pesticide on farm fields and entered military use in 1946 and civilian use in 1957. Now, DEET was historically believed to work by blocking the insect's sense of smell of a substance that is contained in human sweat and our breath. The prevailing theory was that DEET effectively blinds the insect's senses so that the biting and the feeding instinct is not triggered. However, more recent evidence shows that DEET serves as a true repellent in that mosquitoes intensely dislike the smell of the chemical. And so do I. Now, DEET is often sold and used in sprays or lotions up to 100%. So as a precaution, manufacturers advise that DEET products should not be used under clothing or on damaged skin, and that preparations should be washed off after they are no longer needed or between applications. And I ask, how many people actually do that? Typically, folks come home from wherever and crash into bed, nicely coated in DEET, now transferred to sheets and pillows and blankets. Now, DEET can act as an irritant, and in rare cases may cause severe reactions. Other symptoms that can occur are breathing difficulty, burning eyes, and headaches. Now, think of this. DEET can be inhaled when sprays are used around the body and in indoor spaces where the vapor can remain for some time. It may also be possible to swallow DEET if your hands are not washed after using DEET on your skin. And I can't tell you how many people I've seen rub DEET-laden lotions and creams on their body and shortly thereafter eat a snack or something using their hands, especially kids. So what happens to DEET when it enters the body? When DEET was applied to the skin of volunteers by researchers, they found that the small amount of the DEET was taken into the body through the skin. When DEET and alcohol are applied to the skin, more DEET is taken into the skin compared with DEET alone. So, drinking alcohol may also cause more DEET to be absorbed through the skin. Now think, this time of year, people are out boating, out on the beach, and they're drinking alcohol and slathering with DEET. There you go. That causes more DEET to be absorbed through the skin. Here's another. Sunscreen products that contain DEET may cause more DEET to be taken into the body through the skin. Products that contain a combination of sunscreen and DEET may save time, but they also may increase certain risks. A new study shows that combining sunscreen with DEET caused the skin to absorb the insect repellent more than 3 times faster than when used alone. So there you go. The DEET that is taken into the body can be found in the blood up to 12 hours after it's applied to the skin. And once in the body, it's broken down by the liver and eliminated from the body mainly through urine. All of the DEET that is taken in by the body is broken down into smaller chemicals before it is eliminated. But think of that extra work our poor body has to do to get rid of it. So there you go. How many people use both DEET bug spray and sunscreen at the same time? Probably a very high percentage, yet I'm sure they don't know about the ill effects of mixing the two. Then imagine if you add alcohol to the mix. Now this is fun. DEET has an effect on materials. It's a very strong solvent, and DEET will dissolve, degrade, and cause damage to plastic, rubber, and paint. Things like acrylic sunglasses, fishing line, watch crystals, paint on cars and trucks, and painted or varnished surfaces, including nail polish. That's right. If DEET gets sprayed on a plastic cup, or your sunglasses, or your car paint, you can literally watch the cup, or the paint, or your sunglasses disappear. And unless you are trying out to be a magician, probably not a good idea. Now, DEET has also been found to bioaccumulate. It collects in places such as freshwater fish. It's found to have a toxicity in freshwater fish, such as rainbow trout and tilapia, and has been detected at low concentrations in water bodies such as the Mississippi River and its tributaries. Think of it. As people shower or wash the chemical off their hands and body, the water and the chemicals land in the water system, therefore affecting the health of fish and back inside of you as you consume the fish or drink the water. That's right, we are part of the chain, aren't we? So what can you do to help keep especially mosquitoes and other flying pests at bay? Well, avoid tight clothing because mosquitoes can penetrate the clothing. Avoid dark clothes where ticks can hide, and avoid strong scents which attract mosquitoes. So you want to wear loose-fitting, light-colored clothing and skip the perfumes and hairsprays. Try to stay inside as much as possible when mosquitoes are out, which would be sunrise, sunset, and early evening. Here's a good one. When you're sitting on your deck or patio, plug in a fan to blow away mosquitoes. That actually works quite well. Apply repellents outdoors and use them only on clothing or exposed skin. Do not spray or rub under your clothes, and then wash your clothes before wearing them again. And finally, if you feel that you need a repellent, first, try plant-based products. Now, I've spent a large amount of time studying essential oils these past few years and have taken classes and courses just recently from the Tisserand Institute located in Ojai, California, and I decided it was time to create a plant-based solution for myself and for Bob because he plays a lot of golf, and I've seen his golfing buddies spray and slather with all kinds of chemicals. Not healthy. So the golf pro was thrilled when Bob walked in with my bug repellent, so much so that he's offering it for sale at the pro shop. So I'd like to offer it to you today, too. It's called Shoo, as in shoo, get away, S-H-O-O, Shoo. It contains a balanced and well-researched combination of plant oils known to repel insects, including all organically produced ingredients, lemongrass, tea tree oil, eucalyptus, cinnamon leaf oil. In one study, it was found more effective at killing mosquitoes than DEET. Geraniol, which is extracted by a steam distillation process from many types of plants, including geraniums. And it has a relatively high vapor pressure, and it gives off a dilute vapor into the airstream, which acts as an area repellent. So mosquitoes sense the vapors and avoid them. This helps repel mosquitoes before they land. Then we add these organic essential oils with vanillin. Why vanillin? Because many studies have shown that the compound in vanillin helps to increase the effectiveness of plant-based insect repellents. So there's a lot to know to create the recipes for this. It's not something that's found on Pinterest or someplace randomly online. Now, I figure unless I'm heading to the jungle or to a location that is heavily infested with mosquitoes, I will ditch the DEET and go for a safer and natural solution. I brought several bottles of SHU along with my hospital helper. I might have mentioned that on another show, a spray that helps to lessen your chances of getting an infection such as MRSA while in the hospital or a nursing home. I brought them to a recent speaking event, and what a surprise, we sold them all. So smart people are obviously looking for safe alternatives. You know, our governing officials at the EPA or the CDC, the FDA, the USDA, and so on, they claim that so many things are safe when in fact they are not. DEET is safe. Huh. And so is asbestos and tobacco and artificial food dyes. We all know by now that lobbyists and big pharma, big food, big agriculture, and all of the biggies are in it to make money. Our friends in Europe and Canada have banned the use of DEET above a certain low percent. Now that should tell you something. Before I go on, I want to make something clear today. I started my own organic essential oil company. It's called zapnzen.com, ZAPNZEN.com. Zap, the letter N, Zen, zapnzen.com, as a way to offer solutions to many of the health issues I speak about, both on this radio show and at my live events. I feel that I should have some answers to the problems and issues I share with you. I talk about the prevalence of MRSA and other infections that so many patients suffer with during a hospital stay. So then the question naturally arises, well, Pat, what can I do to help avoid these infections? So my very first product was a MRSA Be Gone spray that we now call Hospital Helper. Well, since then, I've added many other blends to help with things such as sleep, and pain and anxiety as a way to avoid the nasty side effects of drugs. Now, I'm not associated in any way with any multi-level marketing companies that are so popular these days when it comes to essential oils. I am not doing this to build an upline or a downline or recruit salespeople or distributors. And happily, the quality of my products and the prices reflect that. In fact, I just checked online and one of the bigger multi-level marketing essential oil companies is selling 1 ounce of their bug spray for $36. That's right. Their retail price is $36. And then they charge $19.50 to their salespeople. That's just crazy, right? I mean, everybody's got to keep making some money there. It gets jacked so high that the poor end user is paying $36 for an ounce. And here's the kicker. The oils are not organic. Now, they claim they are certified pure therapeutic grade, which actually means nothing. And now, while I'm giving a disclaimer of sorts, I'm also not saying that our essential oil products cure anything. Rather, they can be a safer alternative to try, as they are not drugs, they are not chemicals, and they are not synthetics. So enough of that. You get the idea. Back to bugs. Since summer is upon us and we'll be spending more time out of doors, I hope you give our plant-based bug spray a try. It's called SHU. Not like the one you wear on your foot. No, like swatting at a bug. SHU. S-H-O-O. And it can be found at the website zapnzen.com. Z-A-P-N-Z-E-N.com. Zapnzen.com. Or you can call me to order 440-725-5462. That is 440-725-5462. It comes in a 2 ounce spray bottle, perfect for carrying in your purse or in your car or in your golf bag. And it's $12 for a full 2 ounce bottle plus a little bit for shipping. And while you are at zapnzen.com, check out that hospital helper spray from MRSA, as well as the four-way solution we have for the ever-prevalent eyelash mites. It's called Mighty Eye. I talked about the Demodex eyelash mites that live on nearly 100% of every person over the age of 60. I did a show on it several weeks ago. And actually, I think you can hear that show as well at zapandzen.com. Plus, you also find fun rollerballs. They're roll-on blends, like little deodorant bottles. Roll-on blends to help with all kinds of health-related issues. For nausea, to help you to focus, to help relieve stress and relax. We have something called snooze to help you fall and stay asleep, feeling no pain, for headaches or muscle pain, and many more to help you get through your day and night in a safe and healing way. Bottom line, we are bombarded daily with heavy, man-made doses of all types of chemicals, from perfumes to gasoline fumes. Why purposefully add more when you could at least try a safer alternative? So visit the website zapandzen.com, Z-A-P-N-Z-E-N, zapandzen.com. Get your shoe and hospital helper and share this with a friend. Or better yet, buy an extra bottle for a friend. Or call me to order 440-725-5462. 440-725-5462. Enjoy your summer without swatting, screaming, and running. Shoe will do it for you. Bye, bug.
Hi there. I'm Gina Murphy Darling, the voice of Mrs. Green on the airwaves, and I would love for you to become a part of my world. We love to educate, inspire, and engage people about things like the faceless villain of climate change and lots of other topics that I know will interest you. Our guests will fill you up with hope, possibility, and ways that you can make a difference in your everyday life and that will make a difference for this great planet of ours. Please visit my website at mrsgreensworld.com to learn more and to become a part of our world.
Hi, I'm Jana Panaritis, host of the AgeWise podcast. We all want to be cared for in some way, even if it's just the occasional pampering. But what happens when you're called upon to care for someone else when you least expect it?
My mom went in for this routine hip surgery and came out in a coma, and I could not have been less prepared.
How does it change your life? How does it change you?
I keep asking my wife, you know, what's different? The world's changed. And she's like, no, Steve, you've changed.
On the AgeWise podcast, we explore questions like this with people actually doing the work of care. We also talk with experts in the field of aging and artists who are using media to address major health issues in a creative way. Tune in each week and let us pamper you with caregiving stories from the field. Listen to a brand new episode at speakuptalkradio.com. To learn more about the show, visit the AgeWise website. That's AgeWYZ.com.
I think my sense of humor actually went into hibernation for several years, but once we started making the film, it started to like rear its head every once in a while.
Listen to Pat Rulo and Speak Up and Stay Alive Radio. To learn more, go to speakupandstayalive.com. That's speakupandstayalive.com.
Right now, I'm just itching to share something that will cause your skin to crawl. I can almost guarantee it. Not. Blepharitis is characterized by chronic inflammation of the eyelid, usually at the base of the eyelashes. Symptoms include watery eyes, red eyes, swollen eyelids, crusting at the eyelid margin, usually worse upon wakening due to excessive bacterial buildup along the lid, eyelid sticking, eyelid itching, flaking of the skin on the eyelids, gritty burning sensation in the eyes, frequent blinking, light sensitivity, eyelash loss, the parasite Demodex folliculorum, sounds like an Italian song, causes blepharitis when the parasite is present in excessive numbers within the dermis of the eyelids. These parasites can live for approximately 15 days. The parasites, both the adults and the eggs, live on the hair follicle inhabiting the sebaceous and the apocrine gland of the human lid. As written by Ed Yong, you almost certainly have mites on your face. There are more than 48,000 species of mites. But as far as we know, exactly two of those live on human faces. They live in our hair follicles, buried head down, eating the oils we secrete, hooking up with each other near the surface, and occasionally crawling about the skin at night. A group of scientists led by Megan Thames and Rob Dunn at North Carolina State University found that every adult in a small American sample had face mites on their face. That, combined with over a century of other studies, strongly suggests that the mites are to faces as smoke is to fire. Now, a recent meta-analysis has shown that 44% of blepharitis patients have Demodex, with the prevalence increasing dramatically as people get older. Get this, in fact, 100% of patients aged 70 years and older are estimated to carry a colony of 1,000 to 2,000 mites. Whew. Now let's talk for a minute about rosacea. It's a common skin disease characterized by red blotches on one's face, and it may be caused by these tiny bugs closely related to spiders living in the pores of your face. Tiny bugs that crawl about your face in the dark, lay eggs in your pores, and release a burst of feces when they die. Oof. Dermatologists have since repeatedly found that Demodex is more common in the cheeks of people with rosacea. In one study, those with the condition of rosacea had an average of 12.8 mites per square centimeter of skin, compared to only 0.7 in unaffected people. People with rosacea are 8 times more likely to have a Demodex infestation. Now, obviously, correlation is not causation, blah, blah, blah. You know the drill. So how do Demodex mites spend their time? Do you really want to know? Yeah, like I said, they feast on the cells that line the follicle, sucking out their innards with a retractable needle in the middle of a round mouth. And then they crawl. They move about in darkness and freeze in bright lights. The fact that mites have been found on the surface of the skin suggests they emerge from follicles at night for shadowy strolls across our faces. And with their stumpy legs, they're hardly fast. They say it would take almost half a day for Demodex to cover the distance from your ear to your nose. And finally, they reproduce on your face. Their favorite hookup spots, no, not the local bars, the rims of your hair follicles. Males outnumber females by 3 to 5 times, and after they do their reproductive thing, the female buries into the follicle or into a nearby gland. Half a day later, she lays her eggs. 2.5 days later, they hatch. The young mites take 6 days to reach adulthood, and they live for around 5 more. Their entire lives play out over the course of 2 weeks. On your face. Well, now, there's plenty of evidence about mite-killing treatments, but one that stands out above all, with basically no side effects, is tea tree essential oil. Study after study bear the evidence and the conclusion, according to PubMed, the United States National Library of Medicine, National Institute of Health. The study is titled In Vitro and In Vivo Killing of Ocular Demodex by Tea Tree Oil. Here is their conclusive statement, and I quote, Demodex is resistant to a wide range of antiseptic solutions. Weekly eyelid scrubs with 50% tea tree oil and a daily lid scrub with tea tree shampoo is effective in eradicating ocular Demodex. So, with a desire to solve the problem without dangerous drugs, antibiotics that may or may not work, nasty side effects, my essential oil company created some facial washes, eyebrow and eyelid scrubs, according to all of the research out there. Very few natural products, or even pharmaceutical drugs for that matter, have the ability to fight off all types of infections. Tea tree can be used to kill the Demodex mites that infest the eyelids and eliminate bacteria from that area. Can also soothe dry, flaking skin and remove dandruff. A 2012 study found that eyelid scrubbing with tea tree oil for 1 month significantly reduced the Demodex mite count in patients with blepharitis. Now, in some of our blends, we mix it with coconut oil. Coconut oil consists of medium-chain fatty acids that help your skin retain moisture and prevent dry eyes. So when combined, these two products can be a powerful remedy to prevent and fight off blepharitis. The infection will visibly be reduced after 2 to 3 days of consistent application. And I have some studies that if you like to read about things like that, it's on the website zapandzen.com that share the positive results with tea tree oil, ZAPNZEN.com, zapandzen.com. I didn't think it right to know all of this itchy, creepy stuff and not share it with you. But seriously, if you or someone you know is having any kind of eye issue, as I mentioned today, or if you'd like to prevent any encounters with eye mites, Well, we have the solutions. A Demodex facial wash, an eyelid scrub, a facial spray that you can use throughout the day, and a moisturizing tea tree Demodex fighting facial cream, especially good to wear at night to keep those buggers from partying on your face and to help put an end to the mighty mite. Just visit ZapNZen, 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 or call me to order 440-725-5462. That is 440-725-5462. Our washes, scrubs, sprays, and creams are made of organic tea tree oil, Melaleuca alternifolia, coconut oil, and no fillers or water. Visit zapandzen.com and click the link that says Radio Specials. ZAPNZEN. Zap, the letter N, and then Zen. Zapandzen.com. Or call 440-725-5462 and leave me a message on my radio studio line and I will get back to you. They are priced so people can afford them, starting at $12 plus shipping. Real ingredients at a really affordable price. Visit zapandzen.com and click the link that says Radio Specials. Well, I'm going to leave you to that, and I know you'll be itching and twitching all day. I know I am. Well, there you have it, my friends. Another show goes by so quickly, doesn't it? But don't worry. We'll be back next week with more to talk about. Meantime, be sure to visit the website speakupandstayalive.com. Speakupandstayalive.com. It's where you can get a copy of the book, Speak Up and Stay Alive, The Patient Advocate Hospital Survival Guide. It's only $20 at the website. speakupandstayalive.com. And while you're there, check out the other links on the page, such as the speaking page, and invite me to speak to your group, club, business, church, organization, or even hospital. And if you know me, you know I always have so much to talk about. No one falls asleep on my watch during any of my speaking presentations. So give me a call, 440-725-5462. That is 440-725-5462. I can guarantee you this, your crowd will love it. No more time, but remember, I will be back next week. Same time, same place, but never the same information. Until then, I hope you have a healthy and a happy week. I am Pat Rulo, and I am the voice for informed choice.